Father, we thank you. We honor you. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we worship you. You are God from beginning to the end. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you, Lord. We say you are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness. We exalt you. Thank you for your word that you have sent unto us. He sent his word unto them, and the word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Thank you for your word of healing, your word of salvation, your word of mercy. We honor you. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, Father, that you will bless us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his love upon your household. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord as you go out today and declare that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that I take delivery of God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand and I cancel any evil agenda of the enemy concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak favor into my day. I receive help from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive that which is apportioned unto me as my provision today. In the name of Jesus, I command every satanic agenda over my day is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I promote the agenda of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every satanic conspiracy concerning my life. In the name of Jesus, your word, your work is frustrated over me. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare every effort, every tokens of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the wicked will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together in this day to stand against me, you will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. I raise the banner of the Lord over my day. I raise the word of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, every minute in you, you produce the evidence of God's mercy. You produce the evidence of God's favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural help today. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, my day, you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I am led by the Spirit of the Lord today. The spirit of confusion has no place in me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me, bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, my sitting today, my walk today is not in the place of darkness, but the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of error, every spirit of perversion. I bind you. I declare, I will not walk in error. I will not walk in perversion. I will not fall into perversion. I will not fall into error. In the name of Jesus, I will not labor in the wrong direction. I will not labor in perversion. I will not labor in error. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into another man's accident. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in the company of evil. I will not walk in the company of perversion. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord order my steps today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the gate of blessings of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. I speak to you this day. Lift up your head. The gates of blessings of this day is open unto me in the name of Jesus. For the Lord strong in battle, for the Lord of hosts is with me. The Lord of hosts goes before me. Therefore, gates of blessings of this day, I open you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the glory of the Lord overshadow me in the name of Jesus. Your presence go with me as a shield and a defense in the name of Jesus. Your presence become my protection. Your glory become my covering. Your glory becomes my shining, and your fire becomes my defense in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to quickly pray for our brethren that we have been praying for, believing the Lord for their healing. I want you to lift up your voice and pray for them right now. I want you to declare by the word of the Lord, He sent His word and His word heals. Oh, let us send the word of the Lord to all of our brethren that is on the sick bed right now, under the attack of the enemy. Send the word of the Lord unto them. Father, we send your word, O God, unto your sons and daughter. You have said it in your word. You send your word unto them, and your word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Deliver them from sicknesses and infirmity. Lord, I don't want to know the name that they are called, but I stand on the word that you have spoken, that in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, their healing is confirmed. I stand upon Mount Zion in the name of Jesus. Your word has said there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob will possess their possession. One of their possession is perfect health. Lord, their possession you will give unto them. You will restore their health in the name of Jesus. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord, you will come upon them. The Spirit of might, the Spirit of power, in the name of Jesus. I lay the hand of Jesus upon you, and I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up, take up your bed, and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Your healing is permanent. It is done. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday, by the grace of God, I told you that we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. One of the last points that I made was, arise, a call to the Lord for help. A call from you to the Lord for help. Now, remember, we have been reading from the first day of this month. We have been reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Arise and call out unto the Lord. Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So you are to arise and make a call out unto the Lord and ask for his help. Psalm 132 verse 8, I read this place for you yesterday. The scripture says, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. When you have tried all your efforts, no man is ready to arise for you. Now it is time, beloved, to turn to God. This is not the time to give up, but this is the time for you to turn to the Lord and ask for help, that you will speak to the Lord, that Lord, you will arise and help me. You will arise and help me. If you don't help me, no man will. If you don't help me, oh Lord, no man will arise. No man will lift a finger to help me. Arise and help, oh Lord. Psalm 119 verse 173. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precept. Let your hand, let your hand become my help. Speak to the Lord, the Lord, that your hand will become my help. When the Lord lift up his hand to help you, oh, humanity will bow down to you. Humanity will arise and attend to you. Speak to the Lord, dearly beloved. This is a wake-up call to speak to the Lord. Father, help me. You have been trying by your power. 2025, you tried. Yes, we know. But now, turn to the Lord and say, Lord, let your hand become my help. Arise and help me. Psalm 35, verse 2. take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I love the way the Yoruba Bible put it. Di asa ati apatamu ki o si dide fun ilanlowo mi. Oluwa dide ko di asa ati apatamu ko si dide fun ilanlowo mi. That Lord, arise, take hold of your shield and buckler and arise for my help. Speak unto the Lord that I need your help. Arise for my help, O Lord. Cry out unto him. My soul must not sink into silence. My soul must not go into silence. Arise, the enemy must not silence. They must not silence the sound of my destiny. They must not shut my life up. Arise for my help, O Lord. Arise for my help, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I need you to speak to the Lord that the Lord will arise for your help in the name of Jesus. So it is a call for help from the Lord. A call to the Lord. You call unto the Lord that the Lord will arise for your help. That the Lord will arise. He will take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for your help. Now, another point that I want to lead you to, one of the points that I mentioned yesterday, is that arise is a word to bring you out of prison. The Lord speak to you, arise and shine. It is the word of the Lord unto you to bring you out of the prison of life, bring you out of prison of darkness, to bring you out of the prison that the enemy has shut you inside, to break the chain from off you, to bring you out of the snare of the fowler, to make sure that your spirit break away from spiritual darkness. The book of Acts chapter 12 verse 5 and verse 9, you can read very well. The king that time had already killed James, one of the disciples, and he saw that he pleases the people, and he laid his hand upon Peter again, put him into the prison, and prayer was made for him. And the angel of the Lord went into the prison and came before Peter. A light shine on him. That light that is going to bring you out of the prison of darkness will shine upon your life this season in the name of Jesus. The light shine on Peter, and the angel of the Lord told him to arise, and they walked out of prison. There is something that is phenomenal about that particular scripture. The Bible says that as they were getting to the gates, that those gates began to open on their own accord. Because the light of the Lord himself is the one that is leading you out of darkness. I don't know the doors that you have been knocking or the doors that has been shutting against you, because the light of God is upon you. The spirit of the Lord is bringing you out of the prison of life, prison of darkness. Doors that has been shut against you, they will begin to open on their own accord in the name of Jesus. Arise out of the prison of darkness. In the name of Jesus, speak to yourself. I arise out of the prison of darkness. I have no union with the unfruitful works of darkness. I arise and I shine in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here because of time and space. I need you to go through these 2 points for today. That is, arise, a call to the Lord for help, and make it a prayer today. The Lord, help me. Arise for my help, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you make it a prayer, Father, bring me out of darkness. Confess it with your mouth. I do not belong. I have no union with darkness. I have no union with unfruitful works of darkness. I am a fruitful child of God. I walk in the light of Christ. I arise and I shine in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of the Lord upon you as you go today. In the name of Jesus, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you in the name of Jesus. I bless you this morning with the blessings of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the call of this season is for you to arise out of darkness. Arise out of the unfruitful work of darkness. Come out of your sin and come to the Lord Jesus. The coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Give your life to him. Rededicate yourself unto the Lord and walk in the light of his word. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Arise and shine.